You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever and to give us an understanding of how the kingdom of God operates, right? How to receive from God in every area of life. And so we've begun to get into this in Mark chapter 4. Now, if you've missed any of this, you need to go to KurtOwen.com and you can listen to these and watch these absolutely free. Our partners have made it possible by their giving, not only for this broadcast, but also to be able to provide these materials for you absolutely free of charge. Again, that's at KurtOwen.com. Also, if you're excited about that and you'd like to be a person that was changing the lives of people all over the world, you can become a partner with Kurt Owen Ministries today, and we'll tell you how. Now, in Mark chapter 4, Jesus has been teaching about the parable of the sower. He says, "Do you not verse 13, he says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word." And I think that's important to remember, that the sower sows the word. This is offering day on the broadcast, but we don't just want you giving money. We want you to sow the word along with it. Okay, so, and as the word is being sown into you. "These are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in their heart." Now remember, these are the people that heard but did not understand. They heard, but they didn't have a revelation of it. They didn't spend enough time with it to get a hold of them. So the devil just stole them. Now the way to get out of group one is to make up your mind you're going to understand and continue to pursue it. Then there's the second group. These are the likewise are those sown on stony ground, when who hear the word and immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and only endure for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now, again, we've been talking about this at great length, but these are the ones that they got really excited about it, right? But then they didn't stick with it. And then problems arose. And then the very thing that would have delivered them, that word that they heard, they'd already left. And so then they get offended because things don't seem to be working, and they stumble. All right? Now, let's get into this next group. He says, "Now these are the ones, these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word." Now, let me go back to this. So far, all three of these groups have heard the word. All three of these groups have heard their answer. Now, I want you to hear that again. All three of these groups heard their answer. All three of these groups heard the exact same thing, but they responded to it differently. One group heard it, didn't understand it, didn't care that they didn't understand it. Okay, they didn't even make it out of group one. Second group made up their mind. "Oh, I'm going to understand this. I'm going to get it, right? I'm going to understand it." So they made it out of group one, but they only made up their mind to understand it for, say, a week. It's been a week and I still don't understand it. I got other things to do. They laid it aside. Storms came and they stumbled. You see, a lot of times people get this idea that just because you're hearing, and let me just say this to the pastors. Pastors, don't lock yourself away in your back office, right? Get out there and talk to your people after the service. Now, me, myself, my wife and I, neither one do we go out before the service. And it's a pretty simple reason is we believe that God is going to speak to you in the service. And, you know, this just happened to my wife last week. Somebody asked to speak to her. She said no. And so she gets out there and all of a sudden my wife ministers on her answer. And it's kind of funny because if she had talked to her and then my wife had ministered, she would have thought Well, she just said that because of what I said. Now, she can't think that. She knows that it was her father just loving her and wanting to help her. And so we don't, that same way with me, I don't want to hear about your problem before the service. Because if I start preaching on your problem during the service, I don't want you to think I'm preaching to you and to your problem. No, that's your father loving you. And so anyway, it's not enough just to hear. It's not enough just to show up to the church and listen. It's not enough just for you to listen to these broadcasts. What needs to happen? One, you have to make up your mind that you can, if you don't understand, that you're going to understand. Two, that as excited as you're getting, on the days that the excitement is not there, you're going to continue on. Now, here's this third group, okay? And it says, now these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Okay, there's a lot in this, and I'm not going to be able to cover it all today, but I do want you to get a hold of this. Let's go back to verse 18. These are the ones sown among thorns. All right, now, let's kind of back up. I want you to visualize this, okay? Thorns are already present. Everybody got that? They're sown among thorns. Thorns are already there. So I throw my seed out. God throws the word out. And there's thorns already present, right? They're already there. And if you think you don't have any thorns, you're kidding yourself. By the way, for all you knuckleheads that say that Paul's thorn in the flesh was sickness or disease or God refusing to help him, you must not know your Bible, because God specifically told us what thorns were. They were the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. And Paul specifically said in the chapter before he talked about the thorn in the flesh, but this is that which comes upon me daily, my grave concern for all the churches. So all that thorn in the flesh was, it was the worry and the care and the concern. But anyway, maybe I can teach on that at length, because I can prove that. I can go through Old Testament and New Testament and get into that. But here's the thing. You sitting in your life right now have thorns. There are seeds to thorns in your life right now. Okay? They're there. Now, you're taking the word, and you should be receiving it, right? You've made up your mind to understand it. You're going to endure. But now understand, as you begin to get into the Word, and the Word begins to come up, there's some other stuff that's going to come up with it. There's going to be some cares of this world. There's going to be some deceitfulness of riches. There's going to be some lusts of other things. They're going to seek to compete with the Word and choke the Word. And the Word is going to begin to bear fruit, but then there's these three other things that are going to come up and try to get a hold of you, okay? And listen, don't feel bad. You just need to learn to practice using herbicide. You need to start practicing weed killer, thorn killer. I know a thorn is coming. Don't sit there and just accept the thorns. Say, no, I don't want a thorn crop. I want a word crop. Here, let me go with you here. I thought I was going in one direction, but go with me to Genesis for just a second. And this is what happened to Abraham. Abraham has just whipped four kings, and these are some whip bad boys, because they'd already whipped five other kings, okay? And now what has happened is the king of Sodom said, listen, you can keep all the stuff. We're in Genesis 14. I'm kind of paraphrasing the 14th chapter, really. You can keep all the stuff. Just give me the people. That's what the king of Sodom said, which I think was completely boneheaded, not just because it's slavery, but because of the fact that Abraham didn't have to give him anything. Those four kings had already whooped him and taken all his stuff. And he's acting like he's being gracious. Like, I tell you what, you keep all of that. And so Abraham stands up. Now it would have cost him money to wage the war. It would have cost him money to feed his people. It would have cost him, you know, all this to go out and get this back. And so the king says, verse 21, 14:21, Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you say I have made Abram rich. Now, Abram's planning on being rich, and he does not want this king getting the glory. He wants God to have the glory. Okay? And he said he's going to take some portions that go to some people that helped him. Okay, now, let me kind of paraphrase this in a sense. He has just had this tremendous victory, and he's already brought the tithe. He did the tithe in 18, right? The tithe was so important that God actually sent a man out to receive it. And by the way, this is before the law. When all you people are trying to say that tithing is under the law, it is before the law. And your tithe belongs in your local church. Don't send it into this ministry unless I'm your pastor. Okay? And that, or, you know, your church can tithe here because if we're feeding you as a minister. But he's already tithed, and now he's just given it all away. But then there's coming a month, this, you know, that's on Sunday, for lack of a better term. But come Monday, right, he's thinking about, what did I just do? Did I just give everything away? Oh, my goodness. So he's got a thorn coming up, the deceitfulness of riches. I needed that money. I should have kept that stuff. What about this? The cares of this world. Man, my life, I could have had all of that. Instead, I didn't have to give that man anything. All this is coming up. So the next thing that God says to him in verse 1, 15, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Literally, it means rapidly increasing money supply. So he, even though he had done the right thing, a thorn tried to come up to challenge him on the right thing. Listen, I want you to become a partner today with Curt Owen Ministries, and I'm not promising you there's going to be smooth sailing. I'm promising you that you'll have fruit, both in this life and in the life to come. I'm promising you that when you give, it'll be given back unto you again, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, not on the basis of my promise, but on the basis of God's word. But I'm also going to tell you there's some thorns going to come up and try to get you to worry, try to get you not to give, and you need to say no. You need to say, no, I will not be afraid. God is my shield, my rapidly increasing financial supply. I am going to become a partner. I am going to change people's lives all over the world. And no devil from hell is going to steal my harvest. Michael will explain to you how to become a partner. Thank you for becoming a partner today. And thank you for putting down the cares of this world. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Curt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Curt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Curt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics,